Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The pick six here. Now, how do we stand, Wendy? Do you have any chance you have the standings?
I don't have the numbers, but I do know the standings by heart. It is you, John, and Arthur Trish that are tied at number one, followed by Daryl Ashurst. He's only a game behind. And then Hugh, and then myself, and bringing up the rear. Haven't been doing really good.
So here we go. You ready for all of this here? This will be kind of a fun. There are going to be two college games that we're going to pick. And normally we would like to do the local teams, Georgia and you know, whatnot. But, you know, come on.
No-brainer.
Yeah, right? And besides, we have so many great NFL games. So we're going to run with a lot of NFL games and only a couple of college games. First college game we want to go to is LSU and Auburn. Now, down on the plains this week, the Auburn Tigers and the LSU Tigers, the War Eagles and the Bayou Bengals. Here comes LSU in with their new quarterback. They're, you know, had a pretty nice start to the season in Auburn. Boy, these two teams match up well. Jarrett Stidham's had a nice run here. Who is going to be the team? And one of the things, one of the questions I have for Houston Nutt is going to be, who is that team that's going to challenge Alabama in the West? Will it be a Mississippi State? Will it be an A&M? Will it be the winner of this game, Hugh? LSU and Auburn matching up. Do you want to take a moment on it? Because
no,
it's a tough
I'm thinking. I'm thinking, and it's the Maroon Tigers, Morehouse Maroon Tigers.
Correct.
I was
well, that's their colors. I knew. Yeah, right. All that maroon there. Yeah.
No. Oh, so you're asking me first to pick?
I could go to somebody
LSU
else.
LSU Auburn?
I could go to somebody else.
No, I got it. Because I like LSU's defense. I'm not going to do a synopsis. I'm just going to go with my heart and I'll pick LSU.
LSU in a bit of an upset down on the plains in Auburn. Daryl, LSU and Auburn. Boy, it's a tough one, I think.
Auburn?
All right, AT, Auburn and LSU. Now, I know you're an LSU guy. Can you give me a little bit more. Can LSU go in and win this game?
They can. Will they? I don't think so. I don't have this is Joe Burrow's. Even though they had a road game in Dallas, that was not an actual road game in the sense of you're at the visiting team's home field stadium. So because of that, while I think LSU's defense can handle their own against Jarrett Stidham, I'm not confident in Joe Burrow, so I'm going for the Tigers.
Which Tigers?
Auburn Tigers.
Just say Tigers, and it's a win-win. No, I agree with Arthur Trish. I'm going Auburn in this game simply because LSU did not show me enough on offense with Joe Burrow.
I think this is going to be a very close, tight game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I'm really intrigued by it. War damn Eagle, and here's why. Because last year, I think what Auburn proved with Jarrett Stidham, Alabama went in there. What happened? Got beat. Georgia went in there. What happened?
No, it's a tough place to play. That's why I was up in there. But is it safe to say I'm the only one pick LSU?
You're on the lone island by yourself.
So you mean I have a chance to make some moves this weekend?
All right, Louisville.
All right, Kentucky.
Kentucky
had me a little nervous that first game.
You are hanging on to Kentucky, man. You are.
I am.
Even though it wasn't a pick, it was not an official pick.
Yeah, you're picking Louisville, you're picking Kentucky, you're going to go like Western Kentucky at any point, Murray State. What gives with that?
Probably not.
Okay.
John.
Are you making
fun of me?
Ohio State at TCU. Now, this is the last game for the Urban Meyer-less Ohio State Buckeyes. They go on the road down to the Metroplex to face TCU. This TCU team, you may not know much about them, but they are very good, okay?
They're always really fast, too. They're fast on both sides of the ball.
Their defense is pretty darn good, too. And Gary Patterson, their coach, can flat coach. This is a TCU team you may learn more and more about. Remember, you might remember a couple, 3 years ago, there was a lot of talk about TCU being in the national championship game and being in the playoff because they had such a good year. It's a great program. They are, in my estimation, Hugh, TCU is the best team in the entire state of Texas, okay? So you got Ohio State on the road at TCU,
and they got some cats that flat out fly. I'm picking Ohio State. I'm being a little bit of a homer in this situation. I think Ohio State has too much firepower. They got Nick Bosa over there. They got some young defenders. I'm picking Ohio State in this one.
Yeah, and boy, the Big Ten need this win on the road because the Big Ten's been taking it on the chin in a few spots. Daryl, Ohio State Powerhouse goes down to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. TCU, by the way, in Fort Worth. To TCU. What do you think?
Ohio State.
AT, last game without Urban Meyer.
I can't even say the word. Begrudgingly, I'm picking Ohio State. I would prefer TCU.
So Ohio State, is it going to be an Ohio State sweep?
Meh, Ohio State.
It is not going to be an Ohio State sweep.
Because he doesn't like Ohio State.
All right, I'm going to tell you why TCU is going to win this game.
Because, sure, John, tell us.
Because I hope that they do.
So you're making one of those
John,
picks.
Sure, John, tell us.
I have one of those picks, John, too, coming up. It's okay. I've got one of those coming up.
Because my mom used to live right behind, my mom, the priest, used to live back in the day, right behind the TCU Stadium. If you know anything about TCU Stadium, Amon Carter Stadium, she lived right behind it next to the Pizza Hut on stilts. Now you know, if you know it, you know that I'm absolutely telling you the truth. The world's only Pizza Hut on stilts. You know what I'm talking about, okay?
Oh, I thought you meant the house was on stilts. So her house was
The Pizza Hut was on stilts. It was like you parked underneath it. You know, you drove underneath it and then walked up the steps up to the Pizza Hut.
That would be weird.
I know. It was kind of strange. Yeah. I probably be wrong. I just think, you know, I think this will be a wild game. And TCU is going to be, they're tough at home. And if they beat Ohio State, that's going to open up a lot of different doors in that college football playoff.
A lot of people feel like they got a shot. They got a shot. But I just think Ohio State's too deep. I think they're too deep.
Well, Ohio State's the better team. But just because they're the better team doesn't mean they're going
to
win.
No, the better team doesn't always win. That's a fact. That's definitely a fact.
Let's go to the NFL. We're doing our pick six right now. The Patriots at the Jaguars. All that smack talk of Jalen Ramsey. Pats and Jaguars rematch of the AFC Championship game down in Jacksonville, your favorite place down there in Duval County.
Just another shot that you're taking. I'm going to pick the Pats in this one. I'm going with the Pats.
Daryl, who you like? Patriots going down to Florida to play in this game.
I'm going with the Jaguars this week.
All right, Jaguars to take out the Patriots.
Praise God.
All right, and Arthur Trish, you say?
If Leonard Fournette was 100%, I would go with the Jaguars, but I can't do that right now. Patriots.
All right, Patriots on that one. What are you saying, Wendy?
Just because of the smack talking, I'm going Patriots.
And I'm going to go Patriots too. And as much as I would like to pick the Jaguars in this game, I think that smack talking is fun, it's great, but when you start smack talking the wrong people, the Aaron Rodgers and the Tom Brady's of the world, it can bite you. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, Vikings at Packers. Now, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers isn't hurt more than he says, but even hurt last week against the Bears, he led his team back, the Bears, from 20-0 to win the game. Kirk Cousins of the Vikings going to Lambeau Field. Who do you like in this game, Hugh?
I'm going to go Minnesota. Minnesota.
Minnesota goes into Green Bay and steals a win with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, because I think they dodged the bullet last week against Chicago, and I think this team is much better. I think the quarterback is much better, Minnesota. So I think they take a L.
Daryl Ashurst, Minnesota goes into Green Bay.
I'm still sticking with Green Bay.
All right, there's one with Green Bay at home. They are really good at home. They're really good with Aaron Rodgers anywhere, AT, but – especially at Lambeau Field.
I don't think this will be a close one. Minnesota.
Don't think it'll be a close one.
Mm-mm.
You're going to go which way, Wendy? So far, Minnesota in the lead here.
I mean, after the Bears almost won in Green Bay and the Green Bay Packers defense kind of looked iffy, at least in that first half, I'm going Minnesota.
Yeah, and man, Hugh, I know what you're saying. Because I could see, you know, if you told me that Minnesota went in there and beat them up and Aaron Rodgers got hurt again, I could see that. I cannot presume that Aaron Rodgers is going to get hurt again. If he gets hurt again and DeShone Kizer has to come into the game, Minnesota's going to win. But I can't presume injuries. So, therefore, Aaron Rodgers, what I saw against the Bears, I'm going to go Packers.
But Aaron Rodgers is hurt. I mean, it's not that he's going to be playing hurt.
Right, but playing hurt he can do. There's a difference between hurt and injured, right, Hugh?
Yeah, definitely a difference between being hurt and injured.
Browns at Saints, Hugh, here's your team. 0-0-1 against Swamp People down in Stinky Town. Come on, do it.
I'm going to go pick the Browns.
Hey, there you go.
I ain't afraid of y'all.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm picking the Browns.
Daryl?
I'm going with Cleveland this week.
Oh, Daryl goes 2 with the Browns. What are you saying, Arthur?
The nation. The who that nation.
There is.
They're going to open up the victory fridges this week.
Say Cleveland. The nation. There's only one nation, man. Oh, yeah. That's Raider Nation, buddy.
He's right.
Get that right.
Who that nation or who that?
No, it ain't who that nation.
Who that nation? It's barely who that parish. What are you talking about?
Move on.
Browns at Saints, Wendy.
Well, I can't pick. my NFC foe.
Right.
So, come on, Brownies. Let's get go with this dub. Sure? Let's open up these Bud Light fridges.
Are you sure? Are you just picking them because, like, you know.
No, because I said I'm not. I don't. I can't pick the Saints.
Okay. Because I mean, you did go to a Browns game last year. You did have some Browns.
Yeah. I mean, Wendy. Come on now. Come on, Wendy.
I mean, I picked the Falcons last week.
You did.
And I am
it wasn't a bad memory when you were in it.
And I would have.
Well, that's not necessarily
that's not
true.
True either. That's what I heard. All right, everybody mark this down. I'm picking Sticky Town to win this game. And that's not only that, job. I think the Saints are going to annihilate them.
What's the name of that team, John?
The Swamp People, Sticky Town?
No, you said it right.
Yeah, they're going to win the game. They're going to win this game 42 to 10. I mean, they're going to just hammer them into oblivion.
I'm not buying that, John. You probably just jinxed it.
42 to 10. Panthers and Falcons, Hugh, who do you like?
Ooh.
Oh, come on. Rip.
Carolina.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you, because every time Hugh picks Atlanta, they lose. So
not every time.
No.
Not a lot every of time times. They
lose. Every time I pick, I'm usually right
Carolina's
with my picks.
Great. That's great. All right, Daryl, who you picking?
Yeah. Panthers by four.
Oh, no, you're killing the ball club. AT, what?
Because of the offensive line with the Panthers, I can't roll with them.
Yeah, I can't Falcons. Either. Yeah, you know I'm picking the Falcons, and I assume you are too, right? Yeah, okay. All right, now we got one little bonus question. Triple G Canelo. Do you
Triple
want me to
G.
go first? I'll go first.
All right, okay. Unless that judge is there,
Triple G in a knockout before the eighth round. Unless that judge is there who can't see a fight that Triple G won the first time. Triple G in a knockout. You?
Triple G.
Okay.
Triple G.
Yep. E.T.
Make it four in a row.
Golovkin or Canelo?
Triple G is winning this one.
Triple G.
Knockout. Anybody else knockout? Anybody else knockout?
Oh, knockout.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
He's not going to let no judge steal this one from him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.